Next agenda item is number 3, secret ballot. We have been told that Japan intends to propose an amendment to Rules of Procedure E3D. The text of Japan's proposed amendment to replace the existing text has been circulated. Would Japan like to explain anything further on that amendment? Japan.
はい、議長ありがとうございます。コミッショナーの皆様方もご存知のことと思いますけれども、ご記憶のことと思いますが、日本はこの数年、無記名投票ができるよう、本委員会の手続き規則の修正を提案してきました。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As commissioners will recall, Japan has for a number of years now proposed that the commission's rules of procedure be amended to provide for the use of secret ballots.
本委員会の手続き規則によりますと、手続き規則に関する修正案は、年次会議の少なくとも60日前に通知しなければなりませんが、今回の修正案はその通りに通知し、議題に関する事務局長の注釈にもその旨記載されております。
Our rules of procedure specify that notice of any proposed amendments to the rules of procedure be notified not less than 60 days in advance of the meeting. Our proposal was so notified and is provided in the secretary's annotations to our agenda.
重要問題については無記名投票を用いてもよいと手続き規則に定めがあれば、本委員会の機能が著しく改善されると日本は考えております。
Mr. Chairman, it is our belief that the functioning of a commission would be greatly improved if the use of secret ballots for substantive issue was provided for under our rules of procedure.
無記名投票は民主主義の基本原則の一つでありまして、他の多くの国際機関で用いられております。主権国家には威圧や幸福の脅威を感じずに投票する権利がありますが、残念なことに IWC では一例ならずそういったことが見受けられております。
Secret ballots are a fundamental principle of democracy and are used by many international organizations. Sovereign states have a right to cast their vote without intimidation or threats of retaliation. Yet, unfortunately, we have seen more than one example of this in the IWC.
主に途上国や小さな島国を対象としたこうした脅迫的戦術は到底受け入れることができません。そういうわけで本委員会の手続き規則に無記名投票の使用を含めようという日本のこの提案は IWC を正常化しようという我が国の全体的な努力の一環であります。
Mr. Chairman,These bullying tactics that have been used mainly against developing states and small island nations are simply unacceptable. Our proposal to introduce the use of secret ballots into the procedure of this commission is therefore part of our overall effort to normalize the operations of the IWC.
日本のこの提案に反対する意見はこれまでのところたった一つ、透明性に関するものでありました。透明性は確かに大切なことは我々も認めますが、IWC 加盟国の主権が犠牲になるようでは受け入れられません。
In the past, the only argument we have heard against our proposal is one of transparency. We agree that transparency is important, but it must not be at the cost of the sovereign rights of members of the IWC.
そのため、日本の提案には加盟国が自らの意図や投票内容を公表することを妨げるような文言は一切入っていないことを強調したいと思います。
For this reason, we must emphasize that nothing in our proposal would preclude members from announcing their intention of vote.
議長、これによって本委員会の透明性と報復や非難の恐れを抱かずに投票できるという加盟国の権利との間のバランスがよく保たれると思います。
For this, Mr. Chairman represents a fair balance of the issues of transparency and the rights of members to cast their vote without fear of incrimination or retaliation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan. I think we should be able to be coming to a conclusion rather quickly on this one because we have had it before and we don't need to repeat arguments. New Zealand, please.
Mr. Chairman, I will leave to one side Japan's suggestion that we have seen more than one example of intimidation of small island states in recent times. That, I suggest, sir, can be the subject of a debate under the next resolution. New Zealand will vote against this resolution to widen the scope of secret ballots beyond the narrow range that are presently used by this commission. Such a move would be the antithesis of our recent efforts to make this organisation more open and transparent than was the case in the past. We all attend these meetings not as individuals, but as duly appointed representatives of sovereign governments. Those governments that appointed us and the public that in turn those governments are accountable to are all entitled to know how we have voted on issues of very considerable importance both domestically and internationally. Mr. Chairman, how can this organisation claim to be transparent and how can we be accountable for our decisions if all of us do not publicly disclose how we have voted? We will oppose the resolution.
Thank you, New Zealand. Does Japan want this amendment be put to a vote? I understand
yes.
That is the case. Will you allow me to go to a vote immediately? Antigua and Barbuda, Netherlands, after that.
Chairman, is there a seconder for the proposal?
Okay, we may get that now. Antigua and Barbuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Antigua and Barbuda consider the matter of voting in international organizations without fear of reprisals as a fundamental right of all independent countries. Developing countries particularly are vulnerable to threats of reprisal, especially to our fragile economies and to our nationals. Mr. Chair, over the last year, Antigua and Barbuda has received both veiled and unveiled threats of trade reprisal from countries and organizations that are not happy in the way Antigua and Barbuda exercise its democratic right. This organization owes it to all its members to ensure that the right to vote can be undertaken without fear or favor. This is why Antigua and Barbuda, while having much sympathy for transparency, that many years ago there was an onslaught on Dominica and other countries in the Caribbean with regards to the way we vote here because some countries and some organizations were not pleased in the way we vote. The use of secret ballot will be a significant tool to assist vulnerable member states to exercise their sovereign rights to vote in accordance with their own decisions on issues which might be of importance to this organization. That is why Antigua and Barbuda will not only support this motion, but second this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Antigua and Barbuda. We have a proposal, we have a seconder, and I propose to go to a vote. Could I please ask Dr. Grandy to perform the vote?
First of all, I will read out the proposal from Japan. Japan proposes an amendment to the Rules of Procedure E3D as follows. Votes can be taken by show of hands or by roll call, as in the opinion of the chairman appears to be most suitable, or by secret ballot. ballot if requested by a commissioner and seconded by at least five other commissioners, except that on any matter related to Aboriginal subsistence whaling, voting by secret ballot shall only be used when all the commissioners representing the contracting parties where the Aboriginal subsistence take or takes will occur requests the use of a secret ballot and where such requests are seconded by at least five other commissioners. A simple majority is needed to accept or reject this proposal. So I will start the voting with the People's Republic of China.
Yes.
Yes. Denmark.
No.
No. Dominica.
Yes.
Yes. Finland.
No.
No. France.
No.
No. Germany.
No.
No. Grenada.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes.
Guinea, Republic of Guinea. Yes. India. No. Ireland.
No.
No. Italy.
No.
No. Japan.
Yes.
Yes. Republic of Korea.
Yes.
Yes. Mexico. No. Monaco.
No.
No. Morocco. Yes. Netherlands.
No.
No. New Zealand.
No.
No. Norway.
Yes.
Yes. Oman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Panama.
Yes.
Yes. St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yes.
Yes. St. Lucia.
Yes.
Yes. St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Yes.
Yes. Solomon Islands.
Yes.
Yes. South Africa.
No.
No. Spain.
No.
No. Sweden.
No.
No. Switzerland.
No.
No. The UK.
No.
No. The USA.
No.
No. Antigua and Barbuda.
Yes.
Yes. Argentina.
No.
No. Australia.
No.
No. Austria.
No.
No. Brazil.
No.
No. Chile.
Abstain.
Abstain. The outcome of the vote is that there are 14 votes in favour of the proposed amendment, 21 against, and 2 abstentions. So the proposed amendment fails.
I have requests from Iceland and Antigua and Barbuda. Iceland first, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Iceland wants to be put on record as a supporter of the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Iceland. Antigua and Barbuda.
Yes, Antigua and Barbuda would like to note the failure to acknowledge the right of Iceland to vote, and we object strongly to that omission.
Thank you, Antigua and Barbuda. Are there any more comments? Oman, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As it has been recorded in the past that Oman supported the secret ballot last year and the year before. In this year, Oman abstained not because we have different views, but because of the last part of the resolution, which is related to the Aboriginal whaling. We believe that if the secret ballot is to be applied, then it should be applicable to all the issues without any changes in the procedure for one, from one subject to another. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Oman. Japan, please.
アイスランドがですね、このシークレットバラットの提案をに対して、サポートの表明をいたしましたけれども、私どもは当然アイスランドはその14ではなくて15ということで、支持があったというふうに理解をいたします。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Iceland expressed its support to our proposal for this secret ballot, and then therefore, naturally, we take and recognize that the yes vote was 15 instead of 14.
Thank you, Japan. Norway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Norway acknowledges the same part of the reality as Japan and Antigua and Barbuda on the matter of the vote figures. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's UK.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think there is a difficulty. I would freely recognize the right of Japan and Norway to take account of what they considered to be Iceland's vote if Iceland were present. But Iceland, as I understand it, is not present, and therefore could not have voted had they been... could not have voted. There we are. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Mexico.
Mr. Chairman, like the UK, we have the same position. As a matter of fact, we think that the Secretary should proceed to move the Icelandic delegation to the observer section, where it has been approved that it sit and that it not have the right to speak at every point at every time in the agenda, just the way any other governmental observer is treated.
Thank you, Mexico. Do we need to vote on that one as well? I hope not. Let's proceed like we are going right now for a little while longer and see how it goes. I would like to close this agenda item and continue on to number four. Can you allow me to do that?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. There is a...
Sorry, New Zealand, please.
Yes, there is an item that New Zealand has given notice of under agenda item 3.2.
Of course, we have a resolution, which is what we should put on the table next. That's IWC 53/23, REV. Resolution on transparency within the International Whaling Commission for discussion under agenda item 3.2. Could I invite New Zealand to speak to this resolution, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, New Zealand formally moves a resolution contained in IWC 53/23 revised, and in so doing ask the meeting to note that Germany and Monaco also wish to be shown as co-sponsors. Mr. Chairman, as New Zealand Minister of Conservation, I wish to state my country's deep concern for the future well-being of the IWC lies behind this resolution. The resolution supports openness, transparency, continuing open access to the media and NGOs, and the restriction of secret ballots to the selection of the chairperson and the location of meetings. Finally, however, the resolution also supports the independence of sovereign countries to participate in the IWC without interference or coercion from other sovereign countries. This final point lies at the centre of New Zealand's most immediate concerns. We recently received the transcript of an interview with a prominent member of the Japanese delegation. During the interview, it was stated that there was, quote, nothing wrong, unquote, with his country using its official development assistance program in order to get appreciation of Japan's position on whaling issues. Sir, my Prime Minister and government views a proposition of vote buying as outrageous and has publicly said so. Taking advantage of poverty or vulnerability of developing countries and small island states to buy their vote can only be regarded as a serious misuse of political influence by a wealthy nation. I should not need to remind this organisation that Principle 10 of the United Nations Declaration on Environment and Development calls on states to, among other things, quote, facilitate and encourage public awareness and participation by making information widely available, unquote. For many years, the IWC struggled to justify itself to the outside world because of its lack of transparency. However, increasing media access, an expanded observer role for NGOs, and keeping secret ballots to a minimum has alleviated this problem. But all these attempts to increase transparency are made, in our view, a mockery if sovereign governments lose the very thing that makes them sovereign, the right to make their own decisions without undue influence of other states. The 1970 Declaration on the Principles of International Law concerning friendly relations and cooperation among states, in accordance with the UN Charter, stipulates that, quote, no state may use or encourage the use of economic, political, or any other type of measure to coerce another state in order to obtain from it the subordination of the exercise of its sovereign rights and to secure from it advantages of any kind, unquote. New Zealand fails to see how vote buying or tied aid promotes good faith, transparency, or basic respect for independent governments. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chair, my government believes it is important that the IWC is not perceived as condoning such strategies that would ultimately see participation by all but a few affluent nations becoming an exercise in futility. Sir, we have confidently worked alongside Japan and the United Nations and many other international fora. My government is seriously disturbed, therefore, by conduct and comment that argues that such tactics are legitimate and appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Are there any further comments to this resolution? Japan, please. Norway after that.
New Zealand の今環境大臣の非常にミスリーディングなですな、エロニアスなそのステートメントを聞かさせていただきました。それで私はですね、3日前にあなたのプライムミニスター、ヘレン・クラークともですね、ニュージーランドのラジオインタビューで、トライアンギュラーのインタビューにも応じましてね、明確にその日本のですね、立場を説明しました。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have listened to this rather misleading as well as erroneous statement made by the Honorable Minister of Environment of New Zealand. And just 3 years ago, I was engaged in the engaged in the radio interview, that is tripartite or triangular interview participated by your Prime Minister Clark as well as myself, and I clearly presented our view.
単純なんですよ。日本のエイドはですね、世界の150カ国以上に行ってるんです。その中にはですね、ここにいるアルゼンチンだとかですね、インディアだとか、メキシコだとかですね、それからサイテスのメンバーでここには来てませんけど、ケニアだとかね、からブラジルですか、こういう国がですね、多額の日本から援助をもらってるんですけどね、この人たちは何ですか、日本に票を買われて、日本に結果的に買われた結果反対してるんですね。
For example, Japan provides official development aid to 150 countries of the world. That includes the major recipient countries like Argentina, India, and Mexico, and other countries, for example, Kenya, which is a member of the CITES as well, which doesn't happen to be here today. And of course, Brazil is another recipient of the Japan's aid as well. So are you referring to these countries that which have received such huge aid from Japan, and therefore their vote has been sort of a vote by Japan, and is that why they are casting vote against our proposal here?
Ah, 忘れましたけど、チリもですよ、チリ。ね、
and also,
覚えておきます。
Chile, in addition, is another major recipient.
それからですね、ニュージーランドはあれですか、何かニュージーランドとオーストラリアにちょっと言及しますけどね、去年はサウスパシフィックサンクチュアリの提案がありましてね、そのサウスパシフィックサンクチュアリの提案の前にですね、夜打ち朝がけでどっかのデリゲーションがですね、別のデリゲーションに行ってみれば毎日押し寄せましてね、で結果としてそのデリゲーションがですね、投票できなくなって、もうブリングにあってですね、帰ったんですよね。 こういうことは一体許されるんでしょうか。
I'd like to refer and imply some situation, especially touching upon the, New Zealand and Australia. Last year, the South Pacific Sanctuary was proposed, and then a certain delegation or delegations made the visit day and night, since early in the morning till late at night or in the middle of the night, and then tried to sort of a corner one particular delegation, and then this particular delegate could not really come to participate in voting because of this bullying behavior of certain parties. So this particular delegate had to leave without being able to exercise its participation right. So do you allow or tolerate such behavior?
それからですね、ニュージーランドがですね、最近どっかの国に対してですね、このまたサンクシャリーの提案に関してですけれども、何らかのその
Excuse me, excuse me. I noticed the cameramen are moving in the wrong direction. You should be up on the platform over there.
何らかのですね、その我々から我々のあのね、あの信頼できるソースによるとですね、何らかのそのファイナンシャルエイドをそのサジェストしたとも聞いてますけれども、私がそれ間違っていれば訂正しますけれども、正しかったら一体これは何て言うんでしょうか。これはバイがボートとは言わないんでしょうか。私が間違ってたら謝りますよ。
And the, certain reliable information sources told me, and then we were informed that a certain country was approached by New Zealand with regard to the sanctuary proposal, and that the, I heard that the New Zealand indicated the, indicated the possibility of financial aid in conjunction with that proposal. So what does that imply?And was it really, is it kind of like a behavior to buy a vote? If my understanding is wrong, I apologize and please correct me.
もし正しかったらそれはどうなんですか?
If my understanding is correct, what about this particular problematic situation?
で、私が言いたいのはですね、ニュージーランドが言ってるのは全くですね、嘘に満ちてるってことです。私が言ったのはですね、日本のエイドは150カ国にエクステンドされてる、供与されてる、そういう事実だけですよ。もちろん私はミンククジラたくさんいるから、いつはコックローチだとは言いましたよ。以上です。
Well, the gist of my point is that the statement made by New Zealand is full of lies, and the, because Japan actually extends its aid, ODA, to 150 countries of the world, and Japan is a donor to such many countries. Of course, during the interview, I might have used, I said the word that minkies could be described as cockroaches.
Thank you.
Thank you, Japan, Norway, then Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are, I believe, discussing resolution IWC/53/23, and I would like to state that Norway wholeheartedly supports vital elements of this resolution, notably such elements as... Item 4 of the operative paragraph, which reads as follows, that the Commission endorses and affirms the complete independence of sovereign countries to decide their own policies and freely participate in the IWC and other international forums without undue interference or coercion from other sovereign countries.These are lofty principles, Mr. Chairman, which we would be too happy to support if that was a part of the reality we are confronting. As, however, Mr. Chairman, the Commission, through its voting earlier today, has shown that these elements can be cavalierly dispensed with if and when that seems to be opportune to those that can muster sufficient voting power, we, unfortunately,would have to reserve our position on the resolution as a whole. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Norway. Australia, please.
Thanks, Chairman. Our delegation, too, has seen media coverage on the transcripts of interviews with Mr. Komatsu. We've also seen, we note, that the government of Japan has expressed concern that selective editing resulted in a misrepresentation of the position of that government. Even so, reports of the type that have been made cause harm to this commission and create doubts in the minds of the public about the integrity of its decision-making processes. For these reasons and others, Australia supports the resolution which stresses the importance of adherence to the requirements of transparency and integrity in all relevant activities undertaken by the Commission and by contracting governments to the Commission. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Australia. I sense no... Argentina, Antigua Barbuda, Denmark, Republic of China. I have on my speaking list Antigua Barbuda, Argentina, Denmark, Brazil, China, Monaco, Switzerland, UK. I'll continue. Italy, Iceland.
Who is that?
Republic of Korea.
Germany.
St. Lucia. I have on my list 13 members wishing to speak. Who is that over there? Yeah, we got that one. I have Antigua Barbuda, Argentina, Denmark, Brazil, China, People's Republic of China, Monaco, Switzerland, UK, Italy, Iceland, Republic of Korea, St. Lucia, and Germany. Can I draw a line there? Thank you. Antigua and Barbuda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like Norway, Antigua and Barbuda believe that this resolution has some value. However, Mr. Chair, we think that it lacks balance. This resolution is highly imbalanced, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, as a small island developing state, we have been subjected to vast attempts by many countries, many non-governmental organizations to influence our vote. Every year before we come to the IWC, we have been bombarded with diplomatic notes and emissaries from governments that are members of this organization trying to influence our position. The United Kingdom, the United States, Australia are three governments that have done just that. Mr. Chairman, very recently, a representative from the Australian delegation, along with a representative from the government of Tonga, have visited my capital, trying to influence the way in which Antigua votes in this commission. That is intimidation. That is vote peddling. As far as we are concerned, Mr. Chair, Antigua and Barbuda believes that this resolution has some merit, but we'd like to propose an amendment to this resolution. Would like to propose, Mr. Chair, that paragraph 4, the operative paragraph, include at its end after sovereign countries and non-governmental organizations. And we'd also like the elimination of paragraph 3.
Will you allow me to listen to the other speakers before we get to the amendments? I'll continue with Argentina.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Well, Argentina considers that the requirement of transparency is a general principle, and Argentina supports these resolutions on the understanding that the proposal doesn't refer to any country in particular or to any special situation. We are considering that in the spirit of transparency and good faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. Denmark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, like Norway, I would use the same words that I broadly support this resolution. I have, however, some remarks and something I would like to underline. And I think we have two important paragraphs here, starting with also noting and conscious that they state the reality, what is said, agreements are to be kept. To me, it is very important that this is a provision which goes without saying, including naturally these organizations, where all member states should be aware of the obligations and rules which they have taken upon them by signing the ICRW from 1946. So I think these two preambula paragraphs are quite fine. When we then go further down to aware of the importance of transparency in international environmental law, I have no problem with that at all. We are transparent, but I would just like to mention that this organization is in its origin and its purpose not an environmental organization, but a management organization. Let me then go down to the four operative paragraphs. We have no problems at all with number one, and we have naturally in particular no problems at all with number two, simply due to the fact that it was a Danish invention 3 years ago. Three, we have just been through that exercise. As to the four, I take the point mentioned by Norway according to the participation in the IWC. And to the last part of the sentence, without undue interference or coercion from other sovereign countries, yes, naturally, I mean, no one should oppose that, I hope, but I would say that maybe this is a question of traditional diplomacy and relations between states. I think maybe this, shall we say, consideration is maybe a bit outside the scope of the International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling, formally speaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. Brazil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, just to say that we strongly support the resolution as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. People's Republic of China, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The delegation of China recognizes that the important of valuable role that non-governmental organization played in this organization. And we also have no difficulty on the paragraph 2, operative paragraph 2 in this resolution. As regard of paragraph 4, and my delegation has no difficulty either. But we have some difficulties of paragraph 3. Since just minutes ago, we have just voted for the secret ballot. China is in favor of the secret ballot because we are very sympathetic from some small island dependent countries. So if the paragraph 3 can be deleted, then my delegation has no problem to adopt its resolutions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So I understand that you also want to delete paragraph 3 or number 3. Thank you, People's Republic of China. Monaco, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Monaco is a co-sponsor of this resolution, and we certainly expect that it will gather broad support. After all, who in this assembly could vote against transparency and in favor of undue coercion and influence? With regard to undue influence, I think we should distinguish between intellectual influence, dialogue, which is entirely proper, and influence buying. We draw the attention of the Assembly to the 1970 Declaration on Principle of International Law concerning friendly relations and cooperation among states in accordance with the UN chapters, which is indicated here on paragraph 4. And the final paragraph of this resolution, numbered 4, at the bottom of the page, which is, you know, a logical consequence of it. In this context of this particular convention, declaration, we remark that there is a mounting suspicion surrounding the IWC that states become members of this organization merely because they receive economic and or financial advantages from other member states in return. As a reciprocal gesture, these new members are expected to cast their vote in accordance with the will of the donor states. Well, Monaco considers that permissibility of such action under international law will need to be examined by the advisory committee. Our view is that if it were to be proved that membership of the commission was being used in such a way that the rights associated with membership were clearly being abused, and that a member was acting in contravention of the organization's purpose, this would constitute a case of abuse of right. And clearly, this commission would have to take proper action against both the donor and the receiving countries. We therefore strongly support this resolution.
Thank you, Monaco. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We can support this resolution in view of general principles put down in this proposal have already been laid down in international law. As Denmark has said, many issues go without saying and should be self-evident. Like Argentina, therefore, we can only support this resolution when it is not directed at any particular nation or group of nations, but equally to all of the members of the Commission, and is indeed occupying itself with general principles. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would probably not have chosen to speak on this resolution, although I co-sponsored it, because in the interests of getting on with the agenda, I would have hoped that the list of speakers on this item could be relatively short. However, vast numbers of other people put their names into the hat, so I thought I had probably better. We'll have to find a way of dealing with this problem if we're to have any real chance of getting through the business of the week. That said, Mr. Chairman, I wholeheartedly support the resolution, and I would like in particular to point out to the distinguished Commissioner for Antigua and Barbuda that although it is certainly true that the UK made every effort to lobby Antigua and Barbuda and a number of other states on both sides of the equation in advance of this meeting, we never went beyond what I would consider to be the reasonable bounds of political lobbying. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, UK. Italy, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Italy supports transparency and the resolution here under discussion. As regards the facts referred to by Australia and New Zealand and commented by Japan, we have no precise information, but as a principle, in general, I would say that the linking of economic and financial assistance with the exercise of voting rights, if it ever happens, is not acceptable. It has a repercussion on the international organization concerned, in our case the Whaling Commission, because the state which is influenced does not exercise its voting rights on the basis of objective criteria. And an abuse of rights could also be envisaged, as it was suggested by Monaco. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Italy. I will remind you that the speaking list is closed. I have on my list Iceland, Republic of Korea, St. Lucia, and Germany. Iceland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The Icelandic delegation associates itself with everything that was said by the distinguished commissioner from Norway, especially as regards paragraph 4, which is something we could have written ourselves. But for the same reason as Norway, this is not enough to be in support of the document as a whole, so we would have to vote against it. Thank you.
Thank you, Iceland. Republic of Korea.
It is our view that this resolution is not necessary. With particularly regard to paragraph 3 and 4, Korea is in no favor at all. Thank you.
Thank you for being brief. St. Lucia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, St. Lucia views this resolution as a direct attack on small island states. Every year, Mr. Chairman, prior to IWC meetings, St. Lucia is bombarded by representatives of developed countries of this organization with promises of aid. Recently, a representative from New Zealand visited St. Lucia for the purposes of attempting to convince us to vote otherwise. This is exactly what this resolution is condemning. Mr. Chairman, we feel that if you live in glass houses, you should not throw stones.
Thank you, St. Lucia. Germany.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are co-sponsor of this resolution, and we think it is very important because transparency is a vital matter of this organization. And in particular, item 4, we think this should bind all contracting governments, and we think all contracting governments should be in the position to vote independent and without any pressure from other contracting members. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have in front of us a resolution on transparency, 5323 Rev. We have a suggested amendment from Antigua and Barbuda, and which is to delete paragraph 3 and add at the end of paragraph 4 and non-governmental organizations.
Mr. Chair, Antigua and Barbuda.
Okay, Antigua.
I believe that there is a chance for consensus on this resolution if we can add that last paragraph and have some discussion with regards to the modification of paragraph 3. So I'd like to invite the sponsors of this resolution to delay its tabling for a while, and let us see if we can get together and work out a resolution that can pass by consensus.
New Zealand, please.
Mr. Chairman, we would welcome the opportunity to have a discussion along those lines. So if you have closed the debate, which is, as I understand the position to be, perhaps you might like to defer further discussion. I know that it's preferred not to do so, but in the circumstances suggested by Antigua and Barbuda, we would be happy to enter into discussions that might result in a consensus resolution. Could I, Mr. Chairman, just while I have the microphone, very briefly respond to two matters that were raised that were direct allegations against New Zealand and which cannot go unanswered. Mr. Chairman, no representative of New Zealand was sent to St. Lucia to lobby that country's government in respect to the vote that it might cast on the South Pacific Whale Sanctuary or indeed any other matter. I think it's fair to say, Mr. Chairman, that we knew how St. Lucia was likely to vote on that matter. Mr. Chairman, and furthermore, New Zealand completely rejects the suggestion that it has attempted to buy the IWC vote or indeed any vote of any other country on any issue. Our ODA policy expressly prohibits such activity. Given this, Mr. Chairman, the apology that was tendered in advance by Japan is accepted.
Thank you, New Zealand, and for your cooperation to discuss possible amendments to the resolution.
Gemma.
I would propose to close agenda item 3 with the exception of this resolution that will still be outstanding for discussions, and take a short break for coffee, if that is okay with you. I understand Japan doesn't like coffee. Japan, please.
日本は日本茶を好みます, コーヒーよりですね。
We would rather prefer Japanese tea to coffee, actually.
日本もですね, 原則的にこのレゾリューションにはですね, 参加して、エンドース, サポートできると思っております。 アンティガ・バーブーダーがサジェストしたようにですね、いくつかの点、例えば我々は全てのNGOがバリアブルだと思ってません。いくつか、むしろ多数のNGOはですね、 むしろそのかえって問題を弱気しているところもあると思います。ですから NGO にクオリフィケーションがいりますし、それから3番と4番についてはさっきアンティグア・カーブーダが言った点と同じですので、我々もですね、そのこのコースポンサーと話す機会を与えてもらいたいと思います。
I'm sorry, with regards to this resolution, in principle, we think that we can take part in this resolution and endorse this resolution. So as the distinguished delegate from Antigua and Barbuda has stated, we do not think that all the NGOs are necessarily valuable. There are some NGOs that may create some trouble and problems, so NGOs also need some qualifications. So as far as the operative paragraphs 3 and 4 are concerned, we share the same view as the distinguished delegate of Antigua and Barbuda. So we would also like to work together with the co-sponsors of this resolution to possibly come to a compromise, if that is acceptable. Thank you, Mr.
それから私のアポロジーをですね、エクステンドするまでの条件は整っていません。
And as far as my apology to the New Zealand delegation is concerned, conditions are not yet fully met to extend my apology as yet.
Thank you, Japan. With this, I close agenda item 3, with the exception of the outstanding resolution that will be discussed firstly in the coffee break that I propose we take now for half an hour. The meeting is adjourned. I intend to start the meeting now, so please be seated. We had, as you remember, agenda item 3.2. Open, and we had a motion, a resolution that would be discussed during the coffee break, and I would like to invite New Zealand to tell us about the results of the discussions. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Never let it be said that the IWC can't reach agreement on some matters. We have been able to arrive at a suggested course of action in respect of this resolution. And the proposal is that there will be some amendments to the resolution as it is in front of us, and I'll explain those in one moment. I've been able to discuss those suggested changes, but with all but one of the co-sponsors, so I think I can say with reasonable certainty that it is supported. And that then agenda item 3.2, that resolution having been amended, agenda item 3.2 should remain open with your leave, Mr. Chairman. Should remain open so that certain countries, in effect the Caribbean countries, can move their own resolution on issues relating to the IWC's relationship with NGOs. Now, Mr. Chairman, obviously I haven't, and my co-sponsors haven't seen the text of that, so we don't know yet what our stance on it will be. But the suggested change to the text of IWC 5323 revised is that the first three items at the bottom of the page, that's paragraphs 1, 2 and 3, so numbered, should be deleted, leaving only paragraph 4, which obviously then doesn't require a number. And if I can, in just 25 words or less, explain why that change has been agreed. The whole of the preamble deals with matters that relate to relationships between governments. The first three items under endorses and affirms involve either NGOs, media, or in the case of item 3, a matter that we have already dealt with by an earlier resolution. And therefore, Mr. Chairman, to retain item 4 remains entirely consistent with the preamble. Now, therefore, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that that amendment be accepted by the meeting, and that then the resolution in IWC 5323 revised should remain open and unresolved at this stage, and that agenda item 3.2 likewise remain open.
I think probably the best way forward is to keep the agenda item open and come back with a revised version of this resolution. Thank you. Before closing 3-2, with that exception, Australia has asked for a small intervention. Australia, please.
Thank you for your indulgence, Chairman. Some of us have become used to the flamboyant language of some of our colleagues and take what they say, acknowledging that. But for the record, I must totally reject any suggestion that Australia's recent visit to the Caribbean involved anything remotely like intimidation. The visit was simply to explain the purposes and objectives of the South Pacific Sanctuary and to make clear to the island countries of the Caribbean the benefits that will flow to the island countries of the Pacific from the sanctuary and the reasons why there's so much support for the sanctuary from the countries of the South Pacific. This is normal diplomatic practice. Meetings were set up appropriately and proceeded in the normal fashion. Most importantly, there was absolutely no element of threat, which is always part of intimidation, nor could there have been, nor would there have been. For those who know us, the idea is risible. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Australia. With this, I close agenda item 3, except that the resolution is still outstanding. We turn then to whale watching. And I should inform you that my intention now is to finish whale watching and start on whale killing methods and associated welfare issues, but not finish that tonight. Presumably not finishing that tonight, but breaking somewhere at a convenient point in there. And I haven't quite decided what time we should break, but I'm open to continue for quite a while tonight, if that is convenient to you as well. This is the only evening that we do not have a reception to take care of. That's a threat.